Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 24. We're proud and honored to have J.D. Mason on today. Man, I've been around the block with this guy many times. He's been there since the start with NGW. We both made history in Northwest Wrestling. We won our shoot fights against Mike Santiago and Damon James the same day at the Uncle Sam's in Spanaway. He's quite the entrepreneur. He makes rings. He started Glamour Pro Wrestling, Northwest Pro. He's one of the greatest trainers I've worked with. And I'm proud and honored to have you on there. How you doing, JD?
I'm doing all right. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thank you for your time. I know you're a busy man. You're out there building rings. You got other projects you're doing. Man, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Yeah. Currently building a building to train in right now, actually. So,
right on, yes. And then let everybody know that you have rings that you sell also, right?
Yeah. You can find the ring company at Combat. I want to say it's Northwest Combat Sports Rings. I gotta look up the Facebook page. It's still new, but I'll send it over to you, and you can post it on the tags and all that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and I want to say, yes, I have bought one of your rings. Man, what a great deal. You gave me a good price, and when I was done using the ring, you bought it back for more than I got it for. I mean, what a great deal, man. You're a great guy. I appreciate
that. Yeah, we do a buyback program, you know, where we give you a little extra to get it back, you know, just to help get it off your hands quickly, because we're either going to reuse it or resell it. So it's just something I like to offer to people.
Yes, what a great deal. And man, like I said, you've been there since the start. You were there on the first NGW show. It was you, me, and Tony Mott was basically got it started. And of course, haven't heard from Tony Mott in years, have you?
I have not, no.
Yeah.
I forgot about that name, honestly, until you said it.
Goodness, I know, I enjoyed working with him. Yeah, I know, it's been so long I forgot about it. And then, of course, I want to give credit to Ronnie Angel and his dad and Nightmare for helping us also. But, and then, you know, back in the day, I mean, you used to tell me, just like a lot of other people had, you're going to have your own deal one day. You're going to start your own deal. And I'll be honest, it's hard to believe when people say that, you know, but you did it, and you went a lot farther than I thought you ever would. But, of course, I didn't doubt you too much because I know you're a very talented and blessed guy with all your talents and abilities.
Yeah, I just, you know, I've over the course of the last almost 18 years, I've tried to to learn everything I can about pro wrestling, whether it's building rings or you know, reffing or commentary or booking or promoting, you know, whatever. And I'm still learning, you know. You're never done learning. And when you are, it's time to hang it up.
Yeah, and then it's also been great. I've had a couple different gyms, and to have you down there help me training people, you're one of the best trainers I've worked with. So I want to thank you for that, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, let's get started with the interview. So, of course, the number one question is, what got you into the crazy world of professional wrestling?
I much like a lot of people, I would say, my grandfather and my dad, they watched wrestling, and I just, you know, started watching it from a young age, and ever since then, it was just wrestling.
Yes, and I see your son is quite the prospect also. It looks like he might be pretty talented too.
Yeah, he wants to be a wrestler, that's for sure. He definitely talks about it enough.
Nice. All right, so who were some of your heroes growing up, whether it was sports, music, wrestling, or ordinary life, or all of the above?
I mean, wrestling-wise, Goldberg, Macho Man, Sting, Stone Cold, you know, pretty much the generic answers there. But I also gravitated towards a lot of the guys that a lot of people would call like jobbers or whatever. And one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, who's actually a pretty good friend of mine, is Barry Horowitz. And that guy, you want to talk about talented. That guy is talented. He knows wrestling. He was trained by the Malenkos. He knows wrestling better than me, honestly. So if you want a good guy to learn from, he's a great guy to learn from. But as far as normal life, you know, my dad and my grandfather.
Okay, and then you've had Barry Horowitz here in the Northwest for seminars.
Yeah, yes, I have.
All right. Okay, and so what was some of the most memorable matches you've been in or seen, or both?
Memorable matches I've seen, Goldberg, Sid Vicious from Halloween Havoc. Where Sid lost due to blood loss. That was a everlasting moment from my childhood that stuck in my brain. Triple H, Chris Jericho from Hell in a Cell. That was another one from when I was a kid that really stuck with me. Memorable matches I've been in. I mean, there's quite a few. Me and Marty the Moth from an event, SAPW, in Spokane. I've had quite a bit of memorable matches with a guy named Frankie Sky. He's a rapper now named Frankie Flawless. A lot of memorable matches with that guy. Phalem Lynx. We just had one this last show. Fantastic match. He's a fantastic worker. And then, I mean,
right
this,
on,
the list
yeah.
goes on and on, you know.
Yeah, and it was nice to have you versus Frankie Sky and NGW back in the day. You guys had quite the feud.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Frankie's a talented individual, you know. If I could convince him to come do one more match, I would absolutely convince him in a heartbeat, but I don't know if I could.
All right, and then what different characters have you wrestled? I remember there was one in SCW. I think you was a masked guy, and you got unmasked.
Yeah,
and it was you, and I was very impressed with that character.
Yeah, I've done a lot of masked characters over the course of the years. You know, too many to count, honestly. And, you know, they're fun. They're hard to do, but it is what it is.
Okay, and then did you play sports in high school or growing up?
I was an amateur wrestler. That's about all the sports I did, other than like PE class and weight training.
And then what's your self-defense background?
I don't really have one other than amateur wrestling, honestly.
But you sure took to Damon James to task, beating him in 30 seconds for all the shit he was talking back in the day.
Well, I mean, you know, I trained for that. I knew he wasn't going to, so.
I know.
I take things like that very seriously.
Yeah, he just relied on he can take steroids and think that it's going to be okay. I got a Damon James story, though.
You know.
He used to do a motocross with my nephew. My nephew was like 2 or 3 years younger than him, and he somehow crossed my nephew out on the track out there. My nephew beat his ass on the track. And like I said, he was 2 or 3 years younger than him.
What's that old saying? It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
And then I guess I got another Damon James story. Of course, my brother's got his own auto shop. My brother helps him fix his car. What's Damon James do? He takes off after the car's fixed and never paid my brother. So I hope my brother doesn't see him someday.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, who are some of your favorite people to work? Hello?
For people to work, Marty the Moth Martinez is one of them. Balaam Links is another. Let's see. Jeff Orcutt from Utah is another guy I really like working with. And, of course, Frankie. Loved working with Frankie. Trying to think. I mean, there's a number of talented individuals I've worked with over the years, you know. But those are some of my favorites that come to mind. Balaam especially, you know. I can't speak enough good things about that human being.
Right on. Okay. And then what do you guys got coming up?
Our next show is January 14th. We're going to be posting our entire year schedule. It's pretty much the second Saturday of every month next year. We got a couple shows outside of that. Our anniversary show will either be taking place in a fancy venue in Seattle or a fancy venue in Tacoma. Just haven't found the right place yet.
Okay, and then you also started glamour wrestling a while back. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we had a couple of events that coincided with the NWP shows. Weather and transportation issues kind of set us back with the whole glamour thing, so We're going to be doing glamour shows again next year, probably beginning or mid-year, I would say, like around July.
Okay, and then who's your current champion for glamour?
Her name is Jem Gemini, another fantastic talent.
And where's she out of?
She's located out of California. She does a lot of stuff with Billy Blade.
Okay, yeah, it's nice that you bring talent from all over the world.
Yep, Mikey O'Shea. Mikey O'Shea is one of the guys I like to bring in regularly. Wes Logan from Versus Pro in Las Vegas, he's another guy I like to bring in on a regular basis.
Okay, and then what else would you like to plug or promote?
I mean, you can always check us out on YouTube. We're currently trying to catch up and get everything updated, but we have tons of stuff to enjoy on the YouTube page, Repeat Wrestling. And then you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NWP Wrestling, I believe. And then you can also find us on the Instagrams and Twitter. You can find us all over the social medias. Primarily YouTube, that's what people should be checking out.
How do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me through Instagram. You can get a hold of me through the book face. You can get a hold of me through pretty much all the social medias, minus Twitter. I don't use Twitter.
Okay. And then one of our standard questions is, what's your favorite coffee to drink?
I don't drink coffee. If it's energy drinks, Bang, Cotton Candy, or Blue Raz, if it's a long road trip. If it's just a short burst of energy, just a normal small can of Red Bull typically does the job.
Okay, yeah, we're getting that answer more often than not now that most people don't drink coffee, or probably half the people don't drink coffee. Okay.
Yeah, I used to drink coffee, and then I had a bad mocha, and that was pretty much it for me.
Okay. Now, you just had a show. Can you give us a rundown of what happened on that last show?
Yeah, we had, you know, a couple really good battles. We had a decent draw. The first match, if I remember correctly, was Lumberzack versus Christian Wild, and Lumberzack won. That was for the U.S. title. Then Lance Dean took on Darren Guin for the Washington State title, retained his title. J.B. Moonshine wrestled Roger Hawkins and beat him. And then I wrestled Balaam and beat Balaam.
Okay. And there was a question. Let me see here. Somebody wants to know why you wore red, white, and blue, yet your partner, Kid America, wears all black.
Well, you can tell Sign Guy that he can just keep pondering that.
Speaking of Sign Guy, you belly the back, or you belly the belly suplexed him at the last show. What was up with that?
I couldn't see. I elbowed in the eye. I couldn't see.
Okay, I see. He wrong place at the wrong time for him. Okay. All right.
Yep.
You're currently still training. Is there any other schools you'd like to suggest for people?
Yeah, of course. You know, you can always check out SOS in Tacoma, or you can check out the, if you're up north, I believe it's called Dragonplex in Everett.
Okay, and then...
also, if you're in the Portland area, you can check out the Portland Wrestling Academy or Portland Wrestling School.
The Oregon Wrestling Academy, yeah.
Oregon Wrestling Academy.
Okay, no. Okay. And then what suggestions do you have for people wanting to get into wrestling?
Find a school that fits your needs, and don't waste their time.
Okay. And then anything else you'd like to plug or promote?
No, that's pretty much it. If people will need a ring, I'm the guy to call. I can deliver up to 300 miles, 4 feet. I can go further for larger feet. It's just, you know, what you need. I can make it happen.
Okay, and then who? I know that I sent out bios for people in NGW, and one wrestler particularly mentioned you as his toughest opponent, and that was Larkin the Decimator. But who was some of your toughest opponent? Who was
Larkin?
Some of your
is definitely
opponent?
One of them. Larkin
okay.
is definitely one of
Anybody?
Them. That guy hits harder than a raging bull.
Anybody else that our fans could check out?
Balaam is a tough opponent. Always, I can't say enough about that guy. Mikey O'Shea is another guy, big and tough. Well, Mikey O'Shea is a lot like Larkin. If Larkin and Bam Bam Bigelow were one person, it'd be Mikey O'Shea.
All right. And then, of course, you've had Larry D on plenty of shows.
Yeah, Larry D is another big guy, another big hard-hitting guy.
All right, well... I thank you so much for your time and your story you had, and we appreciate you, and we wish you all the luck in the world. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Good luck to you guys as well, and I hope you guys have a good holiday season.
Yep, same to you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, have a great day.
All right, see you, buddy.
Uh-huh, boy.
All right, there you go. J.D. Mason, the one and only. Yeah, it looks like we might have Sign Guy call in here pretty soon. Hopefully he will. And also we got the Seahawks going against the Carolina Panthers tomorrow. That looks to be a good game. Yes, I'm going for the Seahawks, of course. The Seahawks are 3.5-point underdogs in that game at home. And then, of course, the Mariners with their – they made the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. but they lost a heartbreaking series. We got swept by the Houston Astros 3-0 and lost the final game in an 18-inning shutout. We lost 1-0. My goodness. You never hear of that. But we're hoping for big things for the Mariners this year. They got Teoscar Hernandez and a few other guys that I'm really looking forward to seeing this year. We got rid of Haniger and a few other guys that made impacts, but you can't keep everybody. And they still got a lot of good prospects that I'm looking forward to seeing here coming up soon, too. And, of course, the Tacoma Rainiers, we always enjoy them. And then the Everett Aqua Sox here in the Northwest. And then, of course, they have the Modesto Nuts and the Arkansas Travelers also. But anyways, it looks like Sign Guy is not calling in yet. So we'll hold on for a little while for him. Another thing I'm enjoying in sports in the Northwest is the Portland Trailblazers. They've got a winning record. They got Chauncey Billups as their coach for a second year now. Damon Lillard's back this year after being injured last year. They lost their last game, but we're sure hoping that they can keep strong and stay focused and win the West this year. And also, the Huskies and the Cougars made bowl games. And, yep, I'm looking forward to seeing those. And, oh, of course, the Kraken. Man, the Kraken's been doing impressive. They're one of the top teams in the West here. And looking forward to going to a game here one of these days soon. All right, well, I'm going to give another message out to Sign Guy and see if he can call in. Because I'm sure he had some things to say, especially since J.D. Mason belly-to-belly suplexed him at the last show. And we got the answers from J.D. Mason on that, but we'll see what happens. Okay, well, I gave Sign Guy another message, and looking forward to getting on, having Petrov on one of these weeks coming up. And then, of course, I'd like to have Ron Von Hess on. I've been on plenty of shows with him. He's down there in Arizona doing pretty good down there. And he's got a rebirth of his career and his life down there, and I'm glad for that. Well, Fine Guy doesn't look like he's going to call in. And then another thing, like J.D. mentioned, SOS Pro Wrestling has their school down here in Tacoma. Wild Lyle and the NGW champion Viento have been training down there. And they just had a show last night at the Edison Square. And it looked like it was a really good show by the pictures that I've seen. I haven't heard anything from that show yet. All right, well, you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the Coach with the Most. Also, Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And also my number one sponsor, A-Plus Payless Handyman Services, for all your handyman needs. No job too big or small. 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for seniors and military. All right, looks like we got Sign Guy on. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right, Coach, with the most coming at us from coast to coast. You don't mean to brag, but you have to boast, because your favorite part of breakfast is always the toast.
It is. Sign Guy is better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. Let me tell you why, because he ain't never going to lie and he ain't never going to die. All right, Sign Guy, do you got any show notes?
Let's see. I have a few, Coach. So, tonight, NGW making its way to Crawfordsville, Indiana, FWF in Warsaw, Indiana, HTPW in Paris, Texas, PPW in Holland, Michigan, TIW in North Adams, Massachusetts, and New Era Wrestling in Denver, Colorado.
Yes, and then tomorrow we have Heroes and Legends owner Jason Maples on the one and only Turnbuckle Turmoil show. I'm looking really forward to that one.
We do have Jason Maples tomorrow as we continue with Yule Month, because Jason Maples not only is in the wrestling business, not only does he officiate weddings, he's in the Christmas business.
Yes, definitely. He's lost a lot of weight, but I'm sure he's still out there doing Santa Claus.
He helps fill in for Santa Claus if Santa Claus is otherwise occupied.
Yes, and then we did ask J.D. Mason the question you had, why he was in red, white, and blue and his partner was in black. His answer was, you're going to have to wait to find out. He knew that it was from you.
I've waited over 15 years. It used to keep me up night after night after night as I laid in bed thinking, why does Kid America wear just black, but his partner, who isn't named America, is in red, white, and blue?
Yes, and then JD doesn't drink coffee. He's a energy drink guy. I'm sure you already knew that.
He rarely drinks coffee in the locker room, I noticed.
Okay. And then what else do you got coming up?
Well, next Friday on the show, special start time at 4:30 p.m. Pacific, we have Ola Lola, former Glamour champion, on the show. We wrap up Yule Month on the 23rd with Santa, making his way from the North Pole via Spokane. And then, Coach, just freshly inked, I'll be back at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue at the Outlaw Arena on the 30th of December.
Nice. That's always a great occasion. Yes, we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Are you going to be there too, Coach?
No, I haven't got a chance to go there. I almost was able to go there when you and I went to Indiana, but I chose not to go. That was a mistake. I should have went.
That was like the 53rd retirement show of Don Basher, as I recall it.
Wow, my goodness. Yes, you, Dash Venture, and Stevie went. That was a nice night, yes.
The Venture guys almost won. We fought Nate Stone and Dale Patrick's that night. If I hadn't lost to Dale Patrick's Frog Splash, we would have won that match.
And then we mentioned you being belly-to-bellied by JD. His answer was he couldn't see you, or he couldn't see, so he didn't know who you were.
I was the guy in a shirt. His opponent was without a shirt. How could he not differentiate that?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So
I checked on his eye, and he's like, oh, that must be Balaam Lynx. I was not.
All right, and then how's Chicken Bob doing?
Chicken Bob's doing very well. He feels much better lately. He's going to go out later tonight, get some pictures on his gram. He's going to go look at Christmas lights and possibly Hanukkah lights.
And then we got another Sign of the Times coming up.
That should be filmed later this afternoon. Haven't got to it yet due to the inclement weather, but it's eased up here in North Seattle. So probably in the next few hours that will be filmed. Should be up late this evening.
And then what else would you like to plug or promote?
Well, a week from tomorrow at sundown, Coach, the first night of Hanukkah, I don't know if J.D. Mason is going to send me a nice gift to make up for the fact that he belly-to-belly souped me, but he should.
I agree, yes, definitely. You shouldn't be messing with referees, of course.
Couldn't see. He could still feel.
Yes, I know. And then, you know, you don't want to get on a referee's bad side. I mean, I know you always call it down the middle, but, well, I guess maybe if Darth Carter's in there, you might not, but in general, you do.
Yeah, that idiot Darth Carter, I fought him before.
Yeah,
Alexa, stop.
You've even reffed his matches.
a couple of times, and I kicked him after the words. Like, as soon as that bell rang and it was over, I put the boots to that idiot.
Exactly, and that put a halt for people thinking that Darth Carter was actually you. Of course he's not.
Why would anyone have ever thought that?
I know, my goodness.
I fought him multiple times. How could I fight myself?
I know, my goodness. And then,
you know who saved Darth Carter one time after I put the boots to him?
Who?
J.D. Masson.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we didn't
get a chance. He sure did. He saved that idiot. You know what he did to me?
What?
He belly-to-belly Sue played me.
Again, my goodness.
Yeah, he sure did.
We didn't get a chance to get Hank Miller on the line to ask him about the J.D. Masson controversy.
That's a thing that's actually made its way into the business. Yeah, old Hank Miller, he says, yeah, it's pronounced Masson. I said, is that why there are free Massons and Masson jars? And he said, exactly.
All right. Well, how else do people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you for bookings or for shows or something?
Well, they can email me at signguyswrestlingshow@hushmail.com, the Book of Faces, look up Sign Guy, the Twitter at SignGuyHPW. You could call the offices there at WCWO. They could get a hold of me. There's multiple ways. They could even call the coach with the most, and he'd even get in touch with me and forward it on. There's multiple ways.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Sign Guy, we appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to plug or promote?
The Cincinnati Reds.
Yes, they're looking like they're going to do better this year. Got a lot of good prospects, especially from the Mariners. Looks like another year for Joey Votto. Any more insight?
Hopefully a healthy one this year.
Yes. Who are you looking for?
And hopefully they sign that guy that caught the ball while still holding the baby, because that guy has great natural instincts.
Exactly, he does. I'm sad that they got rid of Kyle Farmer, but I'm sure they, you know, more prospects and looking towards the future.
If you're not a prospect, Bob Castellano's possibly going to send you to the next team.
Or to the Mariners. They got like a revolving door of the Mariners and the Reds.
They've done a lot of business before. Now,
exactly.
Imagine if the Reds held on to Mike Cameron when they had the chance instead of bringing over on his way to being crippled up and washed up and done and has to go to Betty by the third inning, Ken Griffey Jr. Imagine what the Reds could have done with that lineup with Mike Cameron at the helm.
Exactly, yeah. He came over to Seattle and hit 4 home runs in a game, my goodness. While Griffey's sleeping in the chair in the locker room.
He was. They're like, where's Griffey? We need him to bat. And they're like, he's in Betty by.
All right.
If you look at Griffey Jr. wrong, he'd tear his hamstring.
I know, my goodness. Yeah, and he was a shell.
Now, if you put Senior out there, even at his advanced age, he probably would have been a better fit.
Probably. I know, and then Griffey ended his career as a Mariner. They were paying him like $2 million. He had no home runs. He finally retired in mid-season because he knew he was ripping off the fans.
I don't know if he was concerned about that or he was more concerned that the game started past his Betty by time.
I know, goodness.
He's like, 7:30, I'll be in Betty by time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Sign, and for calling in. We appreciate you so much and looking forward to tomorrow's show with Jason Maples.
Yes, and don't forget next week, Ola Lola. I'm sure you're familiar with Ola Lola from her time as the Glamour champion.
Yes, sir, Glamour. I'm a big fan of Glamour wrestling in the Northwest, yes.
Yes, and then, of course, we wrap up Yule month with Santa.
Yep, and we got also got Sunny the California Girl coming on, and then Lewis Rock is scheduled back.
He is scheduled next month, but the end of this month, after the Christmas Day break we're taking, Ocho Camacho will be on all the way out of the state of Texas.
Yes, looking forward to that one, yes.
All right, Coach, anything else?
That's good, brother. Thank you so much for your time and everything else you do for wrestling.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. All right, guys. Thanks so much for your love and hope and support and all your input. We appreciate you guys so much, and thanks again.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones.